kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
My name is Ryan Clapham. I go by the name Dobby. I'm a proud Filipino and Mudawari musician. Filipino on my mom's side from Tacloban and Mudawari on my father's side. Our family's from Brewarrina, northwest New South Wales. It's the best. I'm definitely biased, but I think, you know, our Filipino cuisine is just unmatched.
Simulat sa pool, proud sa kanyang pinagmulan bilang isang katutubo at pagiging Filipino. Ang ARIA Award winner, drummer at musician na si Ryan Clapham o mas kilalang Dobby. Sa panayam ni Carrie Lee Barry ng SBS and ITV Radio nang mapag-usapan ang pagkain dahil sa pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year, sinabi niya malapit sa kanyang puso ang pagkaing Filipino.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a cliche one, but it's cliche for a reason. Pork adobo. Or chicken adobo, we have, it's a very particular taste that is a combination of soy sauce, vinegar, like a lot of vinegar, bay leaf, peppercorn, and then with your, you know, protein of choice. And it's just the best type of stew. It's And like my mom makes the best adobo. So I grew up, you know, with this food. Love it.
Naniniwala kasi si Dobby, hindi lang ito basta-bastang tradisyon. Kung hindi, ito ay mas naging mahalagang pagdiriwang dahil nagsisilbi itong okasyon kung saan nagsasalo-salo ang bawat komunidad at pamilya.
It's a beautiful celebration for, you know, those that follow along with Lunar New Year to, you know, a lot of the communities across the Asian continent that, you know, are able to celebrate their these traditions. So it's such a beautiful thing that, you know, we're able to see, like, just like the celebration spill out onto the street, and it's nothing but good food, good music, community coming together, families coming together.
Dahil napag-usapan ang pamilya, itinuring niya ang kanyang pinay na ina mula sa Tacloban, ang isa sa malaking inspirasyon niya sa buhay. Ibinahagi din niya ang naging papel nito anuman ang narating niya sa musical industry ng Australia.
She knew that music was a big part of my life as a kid, and so she invested in that. When I was 7 years old, she put me in to piano lessons along with my dad. She was paying for my piano lessons, and then as it became more and more apparent that it was my passion, you know, she wanted to see me practice at home and put this piano on lay-by when I was really young, and she paid it off for a long time, and it still sits there, and it's, I guess, it stands as a testament to the care and dedication, you know, to, you know, nurturing her child's childhood passion, childhood dream of being a musician. And so I just, you know, I really love that. And it was definitely an inspiration for me growing up.
Sa edad na 12, nagsimulang mag-recording si Dobby. At inalala niya, ang recording ay ginawa mismo sa loob ng kanyang kwarto. Dagdag nito, marami siyang iniidolo, may mga foreigners, pati ibang mga kababayan sa larangan ng hip-hop music. At hindi niya inakala na ang kanyang pangarap noon na ARIA Awards ay magkakatotoo matapos ang halos 20 dekada.
I started getting into hip-hop music when I was about 12, 13. I started listening to people like Snoop Dogg and Missy Elliott and Lauryn Hill and Eminem and The Far Side, Black Eyed Peas, and I really wanted to be like them. And so, you know, I would then just use GarageBand on my little laptop back then to, like, record my own songs. It had, like, a CD burner back in the day, and so I would buy blank CDs and create like little mixtapes in my own songs until I had enough songs that I could call my own. And it was enough to make, I think it was like 14 tracks. And one of the songs was called Boost. That was the first song I ever recorded. And it's like, it was just So much fun. I designed this album cover and I wrote the track list and all the special thank yous, all the stuff that you would see in CD players in CDs growing up. I wanted that so bad for myself. And so I wanted to, I guess I was manifesting. I didn't really know at the time, but 2006, I wrote, Ryan Clapham, the 2006 ARIA Award winner. And then, so yeah, fast forward to 2024, and I win the ARIA for Best World Album for Wananga River Story, which is, I younger me would have never been able to predict that, but I guess he did. Yeah, it's really special.
Sa pagsisimula nitong taong 2026, inirelease ni Dobby ang bago niyang single na tumatalakay sa personal na pakikibaka at damdamin ng isang tao.
This song that I've just released is called "Good for Nothing," and it's this next music bit songs that I'm working on this year are very introspective, and I'm digging deep into my own insecurities, my own passions, my own inner child conflicts and disconnections. And "Good for Nothing" is about the self conditioning that we all have, when we start to, I guess, put crap on ourselves, put dirt on ourselves, and we call ourselves useless or we think we can't do anything. And where does that come from? I guess that's what the whole song is about, is like questioning the origins of our own self-criticism. And as part of this song, I took it to the streets to ask people that. And I was on the street asking people, what's the worst thing someone said to you? And a lot of the time it was ourselves, calling ourselves useless and good for nothing. And I guess it's about healing yourself from that, so there's a lot of passion and a lot of meaning in this song.
Ibinahagi din niya kung bakit mahalaga sa kanya ang makagawa ng kanta na sumasalamin sa tunay na pangyayari sa buhay ng tao.
It's got to make sense to me. And this next album is very much my journey to connect to that young 12-year-old kid that wrote Boost and those other songs, and was manifesting that ARIA stuff, because I feel disconnected from him, but I'm trying to reach him through this next album. And a lot of that is universal because we all have that inner child. We all have those, struggles with finding our childlike passions again. Life gets complicated. There's parking fines, there's there's taxes, but I guess we still all have that dream that our 10-year-old self, our 12-year-old self once had. It's in there. Some people are able to make it happen and some people are still trying to remember what that was. And that's what this next album is about. It's called Marshmallow.
Dagdag ni Dobby sa panayam ni Carolee Barry na hindi lamang ang kanyang ina, kundi pati ang kanyang ama ang nagsisilbing inspirasyon niya sa musika. Binanggit niya ang espesyal na drumsticks na ginawa ng kanyang ama mula sa Mulga Bushwood. Para kay Dobby, napakahalaga ang mga ito dahil hindi lamang ito simpleng gamit sa pagtugtog ng drums, kundi simbolo rin ng personal at kultural na koneksyon sa kanyang pamilya at pinagmulan. Samantala, inaasahang mas lalo pang masisilayan ang kanyang talento mula nitong kalagitnaan ng taon sa pamamagitan ng mga bago niyang kanta at mga pagtatanghal sa iba't ibang bansa at dito sa Australia. Patuloy din niyang ihahatid sa kanyang musika ang makabuluhan at makapangyarihang mga mensahe, mga kwentong sumasalamin sa kultura at mahahalagang isyong panlipunan.
To be able to speak our language, to speak Murawari language, to be able to also speak Tagalog as well, but like all the, and then to talk about our history and be the representation that our ancestors wanted to see and are making happen. It's such an obligation and a privilege as well, and I don't take it lightly. I love what I do, and it's been, I guess amazing to be able to represent Mutawari voice in the hip hop space. Everything that Wurundjeri River Story stood for, I'm proud of, and Bree Warrino is proud of that too. And I'm really, really happy to say that.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Carolee Barry. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.